There we go. Tepper, are you there? Sweet. Yes, I can. Hello. How's it going?
I'm just trying to turn my video on. Hi.
Good. So there we go. Here we are a little bit late on the draw. You know, like they used to say, quick on the draw, but slow on the trigger. But that's all right. That was my buddy Eddie. I used to work with him. What up, Eddie? Eddie Maher, construction maniac. Quick on the draw, slow on the trigger. But here we are. It's the Monday afternoon show, 4:10. Oh, my God. So I got to play just a little bit of this song here. We have on the line right now for another edition of the Monday afternoon show, your host, Kieran Riley, broadcasting live from Housatonic, Mass., with another edition of Food Segment. And I found this just completely inappropriate song. I'm going to play a little bit of it right now, called Ice Cream Paint Job by Daro. I don't really know much about Daro, but let's just hear this for a second. Hold on.
Fresh inside, is the outside frame in the trunk wide? Are the rims big? Do it ride good. Lean back, right hand on the pine wood. Cream on the inside, clean on the outside. Cream on the inside, clean on the outside. Cream on the inside, clean on the outside. Ice cream, ice cream, ice cream paint job. Cream on the inside, clean on the outside. Cream on the inside, clean on the outside. Cream on the inside, clean on the outside.
Yeah. Okay, so for your confusion, it's cream on the inside, clean on the outside, ice cream paint job. The song's mostly about cars. However, we have Tepper on the line right now with Food Segment. I don't expect you to clarify that song there, Tepper, but maybe we'll get into it later. Tepper, welcome back to the Monday Afternoon Show. Missed you. How's it going? And what do you got for us?
Kieran? Yeah, I have the latest segment of Food Segment. This month, it revolves around ice cream and a couple of places that I had never been to before, and I checked them out to get ice cream there.
All right. Anything else special to introduce it, or should we launch right into it and see where it goes?
Let's just see where it goes.
All right, let's do that. Okay, so this is Columbia County predominantly?
No, actually, you'll let's know. What count? It's a lot of Saugerties. What county is that? Dutch?
That's
what
Green. County? Yes, Green. That is Green County. Indeed, yeah. Indeed. Saugerties is still Green, right? Yes, Saugerties is Green County. That's right, WGXC broadcasting live in Green and Columbia counties. I'm excited to hear all about it. Ice cream's all over the place. What's cool about ice cream also, it's that you get the massive dosage during the summer. And then in the winter, ice cream is harder to find. You might have to just go to Stewart's and other places.
Yeah.
But so should we go for it, Tepper?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so here we go. Another edition of Food Segment. This is called Hard Scoop with Tepper, produced by Tepper BT. Tepper and friends explore a variety of ice cream shops and stop for a burger along the way, just so you know that's happening too. Enjoy, folks. We'll be right back after this food segment. Talk a little more shop.
Hello, and welcome to Food Segment on WGXC, where I investigate food places and tell you all about my discoveries. But I can tell that your hard ice cream is like
really creamy.
My neighbor told me about Samuscott Garden Market and ice cream.
My pretzels are a little stale.
At 65 Chatham Street in Kinderhook.
I'm fine. I'll just have the hot fudge.
He claimed that they serve soft serve ice cream.
In a cone or a dish.
On top of hard ice cream there. So that afternoon, I went to see for myself.
Wow.
At the ice cream window, which is under an awning facing out onto the parking lot, we scan their chalkboard menu.
Texture, it's very homemade.
Which touts a variety of sundaes and homemade hard ice cream.
What's in this flavor?
I don't know, like cookie?
Made with ingredients from their farm.
Caramel flavored ice cream. It's not really very salty.
I was lucky I tried a sample of Nana's cookie.
Salty sweet.
An apple cinnamon ice cream with oatmeal cookie pieces.
Out on a limb and say.
Before being disappointed.
The soft serve is just like.
By a too fluffy vanilla soft serve.
Airy, nothing really. There's nothing that special about it.
I tried to make up for it with the hard scoop.
I got Oreo cheesecake.
Of Oreo cheesecake flavor.
I think it's because the Oreos are mixed into it.
My dining companion enjoyed the tartness of the blueberry.
Once again, even though it's a hard ice cream, it's a little fluffy.
But soft serve on top of hard ice cream was nowhere to be found. The next day,
I think I'm gonna get twisted in chocolate.
We headed to Mickey's Igloo 3.
A twist with vanilla and chocolate?
At 72 Main Street in Saugerties.
No, a twist dipped in chocolate.
An unassuming shingled space with red umbrellas.
It smells really like crayons or wax.
We took in its clean scent.
Any other hot dogs?
I think two.
While two dining companions ordered hot dogs as appetizers.
You like cherry dip? No, I've never had it. Does it cling to the ice cream?
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's like a hard shell like this.
Shell, like, okay, yeah.
Another dining companion ordered a chocolate malt.
Mm-hmm, it's a lot of malt, which I like.
Made with chocolate soft serve.
The regular size is quite large.
Yeah.
It's like a large soda size.
The soft serve at Mickey's Igloo comes from Ronnybrook Farm.
Chocolate ice cream.
Uh-huh.
And then I bit into it.
I discussed dips with a friend who had been to Mickey's Igloo twice before.
And then, like, chocolate, like, crisped off.
It chipped off.
It didn't exactly fall off, but, like, I took a bite of it.
Uh-huh.
And then I was like, why do I taste twist? And looked at it and I was like, it's twist.
It was twist inside the dip.
Yeah.
So that's what you're gonna get today.
Pretty much.
Do you think you're gonna get it in a cone or in a cup? He was particularly interested in biting off the tip of his ice cream cone.
And a waffle cone is a bit thicker, no?
Yeah, and also, like, if you bite the bottom of a sugar cone, like, ice cream will leak out.
It'll fall out.
But with a waffle cone, the ice cream's, like, mostly at the top, so if you bite into the bottom of a waffle cone, there'll still be more crust. Like,
so it protects, so you can take a big bite and the ice cream will still stay inside.
Yeah.
And letting the ice cream fall out of the hole.
Can I have a dip in a sugar cone that's, twist?
Have you ever gotten a different type of dip?
Nope.
I opted for a vanilla frozen custard.
Small side of hot fudge on the side.
With a tiny side of hot fudge.
Would you like whipped cream and cherry?
No, thank you. The frozen custard was not cloyingly sweet.
How are you feeling right now?
Hungry for more ice cream.
And had a certain icy granularity.
Good quality ingredients.
Indicative of more natural dairy ingredients.
Did you try the hot fudge?
The small plastic cup of hot fudge.
Chocolate chip, I would say.
Was less natural tasting.
Vanilla blueberry swirl.
Another dining companion ordered a blueberry soft serve.
It's like a peanut butter jelly.
Yeah.
Sandwich.
With a peanut butter dip.
It is. But the blueberry is deeply artificial.
To replicate the flavors of peanut butter and jelly.
Okay, we just make a quick fry stop and then.
Where?
We made a pit stop.
She said Buns is really good.
At Buns Burgers at 338 New York 212, also in Saugerties.
Good. You want to try a burger or?
Yeah. A casual chain with four locations upstate. One double burger.
Thank you.
And chicken nuggets.
Okay. Does it come with everything on it?
Sure.
Yeah.
Does it come with French fries? Order French fries?
Regular or bucket?
Well, should I just get a bucket and then you'll have some fresh?
Okay, bucket, please.
For water and then a Diet Coke.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I'll also have a Diet Coke.
Well, I'll pay that.
Don't you worry.
Oh, it's all boiling sodas.
It is. A bite nug, not strip.
The double cheeseburger had a healthy local appeal to it.
It's juicy.
With shredded lettuce, cheddar cheese, a special sauce, and a bun that was too big.
This is an insane amount of fries.
Our bucket of French fries came in one of those metal containers.
It's sort of like a utensil holder that it's in.
Silverware normally rests in.
But it's not a very nice thing to look at.
They were memorably crisp and light, suggesting some sort of special treatment. We felt slightly ill at our final destination.
Oh, they have a lot of Dole Whip. What does that mean?
Why don't you just try it for the thing anyway?
All right. Sawyer's Ice Cream Co.
Yeah, this is the place I thought we were going to.
At 190 Ulster Avenue. A shiny 1950s themed ice cream.
Can I try the Dole Whip flavor?
Where they boast an excessive amount of flavors.
So it's like a non-dairy.
Non-dairy, gluten-free.
Whoa.
None of which are made in-house.
Are all the... Do you make any of the, like, hard ice cream here?
No.
What about the soft serve? Do you...
The soft serve, we get it from Libby's. It's a mixture we get in the machines that we get.
Oh, okay. Do you think... Can I try the soft serve?
Which one?
The vanilla?
In this situation...
Small strawberry. And then I'll try the Cookie Monster ice cream.
Is that in a cup or a cone?
In a cup, please.
I ordered the Cookie Monster flavor.
Wafer, waffle, sugar.
Sugar, please. Sugar, yeah.
In a sugar cone.
What the fuck is that?
Cookie Monster.
Which tastes kind of like birthday cake.
Also, there's like pieces of cookie in it, and the reason it's blue is because it's the same color as the Cookie Monster.
And makes your teeth blue.
I know, so it's confusing. Like, did the Cookie Monster eat a bunch of cookies and then they put him in a blender? I don't understand.
Thank you for listening.
Cookie Good. Monster to be eating a Cookie Monster is.
I see what you're saying.
To this edition of Food Segment.
It's a little too blue. Like, they didn't need to, like, go
that spot. Hard.
On WGXC.
Honestly, I love it.
It tastes like medicine, and it smells like medicine.
I think it tastes like...
You've had this before?
Starburst.
It's non-dairy, or...
Yeah. It's mostly just pineapple and coconut milk.
It's so good.
It's so good. I like Italian ice better. It tastes kind of cunty, right?
You just wanted to...
That's why I like it.
Oh, it's not that.
Wow. Okay. All right, here we are back again, folks. Ice cream coming your way. That was amazing, Tepper. I love how towards the end there, well, there were various descriptions, but the one, shockingly, the ones that stood out to me was... You thought it tasted like medicine, and your friend thought it tasted like Starburst.
Yeah, and I should clarify, because some of the audio is a bit rough. There's a lot of, like, background noise in this food segment. But so I got a flavor called Cookie Monster, which is an ice cream. But at the same time, a friend of mine was eating something called Dole Whip, which was offered at multiple places that we went, and I'd never really heard of it before, but I guess what Dole Whip is like a non-dairy, like fruit. They have fruit flavors. So they have like, I think the one they got was like raspberry or strawberry. I think it was strawberry. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I love Starburst, and for me, Starburst is like medicinal because it like pacifies that junk food, like sweet artificial portion of my metabolism that craves things.
Yeah.
So it's a weird anti-medicine, but so yeah, I don't know. That was so Dole Whip. I just learned something new, like Bob Dole Whip.
Dole. I wonder if it's connected to like the fruit company.
Could very well be. Yeah. Dole Whip. So you went on some adventures, Tepper. This sounds absolutely fascinating. One of my favorite places to get burgers in the world when I lived down that way in Rhinebeck was Buns.
We went to Buns.
Yeah, I remember when Buns first opened, their first store was in Rhinebeck. I think the flagship Buns store.
That one's still there.
Is it? Okay. And then they must have opened the one in Saugerties, I think. Remember that? And is there another Buns somewhere, or are there just the two of them?
There's four. I can't remember where the other one's in Poughkeepsie, and there's a fourth. I don't know where.
They're building an empire of Buns.
Yeah.
And it's cool that it's a burger joint, but it's called Buns because, in my opinion, the buns are so good.
Oh, really?
I love the buns. It just, there's something about having a fluffiness, but not like McDonald's fluffiness that just gets soggy.
Yeah.
So, but it's not too big and fluffy. Like, they just kind of do the buns right, in my opinion.
That's cool. Yeah, we were wondering about the buns. I don't know if they like make them, or they didn't seem to be making them there, but maybe they have a very specific type of bun that they use and that differentiates their product.
I think they do, Tepper, and it might be a trade secret. They might not disclose where they get them, but I gotta tell you, they are amongst the best buns I've ever had in the world. Wow. And the burgers are great, too. I think I might have missed. You got a burger?
Yeah, we did get a burger, a double cheeseburger, which was very fresh, and we enjoyed it.
Yeah, and the lamb burger there is really good, too. They have lamb burgers, typically, which are awesome. All right, awesome. And then you mentioned Ronnybrook, too. I love Ronnybrook. I have been partaking in the Ronnybrook satisfaction for over 30 years now. I remember meeting when I worked on a CSA farm, a Roxbury farm, when it was at Miller's Crossing in 93, then 97. Ronnie would come deliver the milk.
Oh.
Ronnie's a pretty awesome dude. Probably getting up there now, but probably still doing it. But Ronnybrook Farm has predominantly Jersey cows. And Jersey cows. Oh, by the way, check out my shirt.
Oh, yeah, there's a cow on it.
That's Boo. That's Boo the cow from Malibu.
Oh, okay.
Boo escaped the slaughterhouse and then became a rescue cow. It's a long story.
Oh, that's amazing. Wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
Like,
yeah.
Escaped out of the slaughter, like escaped from the trailer, over the fence, ran away, and then a bunch of people intervened and rescued Boo, the cow.
Amazing. Oh, my God. Yeah, that's so great.
So, Tepper, apologies again for the massive and yet typical digression, but Ronnybrook Farm has predominantly Jersey cows, which have a high fat content. And it's some of the best ice cream and like yogurts that I've tasted because they're just so creamy. And I just feel like Ronnybrook does it really well. And what was your take on the Ronnybrook?
I'm a pretty picky milk guy. And like Ronnybrook, I have much respect for, but they are not my preferred brand of farm milk. But like I would say in the ice cream department, like I have also become like a soft serve, like snob.
Nice.
And the fact that, Mickey's Igloo 3, like had the Ronnybrook, cause I guess Ronnybrook does make a soft serve mix that like an ice cream store can buy.
Unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. And so like, of course, like that's like so much better as a soft serve than like the typical soft serve mix that, like they would use. That's like, you know, like you would know it. It's sort of like the like fast food kind of like, it's really, the texture is very like, I like to describe it as fluffy. Like it's almost like aerated or something. And it just feels like unnatural. But like, I've been on this whole journey of finding places that like do use like real milk and stuff in their soft serve. And so Ronnybrook, some places do carry the Ronnybrook soft serve, which is so good. Yeah.
Okay. Well, down here in little tiny village of Housatonic, Mass, we have what used to be Aberdale's, which is now A and B package and variety, but they have the soft serve machine. And that soft serve machine, although it seems to always need a lot of maintenance, there's always maintenance people cleaning it out and doing stuff. It's a lot of work to have it, but it gets so much business during these hot, hot days, especially. Oh, man.
Yeah. I wish I had a soft serve machine in my house.
You know what? Maybe one day you will, Tepper. Maybe one day you will.
Awesome.
Especially if you can bust out the Ronnybrook and other craft soft serve options.
Yeah.
That would be pretty cool. So I love how you're on the hunt and you're continuing to do so. And then, you know, trying the buns burgers and figuring out about Dole Whip. Mm-hmm. Wow. Wow. So good stuff.
There's a lot there in the ice cream world.
Yep.
There's just so much. Yeah.
Yep. There used to be a place up across from the airport on 9H, and it was called the Red Barn. It was in like a red barn.
I feel like I've heard of this. I think it might still be around. I've never been though.
I thought maybe they closed down, but that was like one of the funnest places to go for ice cream in the hot summer days. But yeah, Columbia and Greene County, these areas, we have lots of ice cream options during the summer. So thanks for bringing that to the table, Tepper, once again. Always a pleasure to have you.
My great pleasure to be here. Thanks, Kieran.
And any parting thoughts you want to share with folks?
Any parting thoughts? Well, maybe we should all enjoy the soft serve available while we still can.
That's right. And soft serve over hard ice cream? Never even thought that was a possibility. Never even thought about it. That's genius. I love it.
Oh, yeah. Cool. I've yet to find that, but apparently it exists.
Okay. And if I play audio here on the music, can you hear that?
I can't.
All right, so you'd have to pull it up on the live stream, but I'm going to play a tiny bit more of this ice cream paint job. So look up the ice cream paint job song. It's pretty fascinating and slightly not relevant to the situation, but I'll play a little bit of that, and then we'll launch into the rest of the Monday afternoon show. Tepper, thank you again. Till next time, keep up the great work.
Thank you again. See you next time.
All right. Catch you next time. All right. Ice cream paint job. Let's see what they have to say.
Side. Yeah, I'm living like that. And I'm riding like that. Boy, I'm riding like that. In the steering wheel wood like a baseball bat. Just like Archie said, we ready. Whole click straight, no the ticks like Nelly. Grand Marquis paint job, grape jelly. Or triple BC, big black box Chevy. Crank my car. She be humming, rim so big, you can see me coming. Prime time click, we get money. Stay iced up like TV Johnny. Cream on the inside, clean on the outside. Cream on the inside, clean on the outside. Cream on the inside, clean on the outside. Ice cream paint job. Cream on the inside, clean on the outside. Cream on the inside, clean on the outside. Cream on the inside, clean on the outside. I'm like a Super Bowl kickout. My slab got a lot of boys pissed out. Yeah, paint shine like lip gloss. Cadillac got a wide body like Rick Ross. Took
but my cash got right. If I want it, I'ma buy it. I don't ask no price. Rear view mirror, jumbo dice. Trunk hit hard like Kimbo Slice. Still ride tint, no window light. Car ride smooth, so the rims on right. That right there, CC, I like. Got the top notch style for the dirt cheap.
All right, folks, you can also check out Ice Cream Paint Job 2. I got to read you this, though. Celebrating the 15th anniversary of the iconic triple platinum hit, Dura Music, a.k.a. 6-3, heats up the streets again with Ice Cream Paint Job 2. This track is not just a song, it's a cultural moment, blending irresistible hooks with sharp, engaging lyrics that keep you hitting replay. And there's more. Get the exclusive Ice Cream Paint Job strain now, embodying the smooth, potent vibes of the music. And there's more. Feel the wind in your hair and the bass in your chest as 6-3 takes you on a ride through his city, topped with a fresh flow and even fresher beat. Whether you're about to light up or just looking to turn up, this track packs the heat. Don't miss out on this blazing new release that proves once again why 6-3 remains a titan in the game. Let's go Texas. 6-3 shows you how Texas does it. Bigger and bolder. Don't mess with Texas. You don't want to mess with Texas. You just don't want to mess with Texas. Let's go to the Chicks. This is Goodbye Earl. It's the Monday Afternoon Show.
FFA. After graduation, Marianne went out looking for a bright new world. Wanda looked all around this town and all she found was Earl. Well, it wasn't 2 weeks after she got married that Wanda started getting abused. She put on dark glasses, long sleeve blouses and makeup to cover her bruise. Well, she finally got the nerve to file for divorce. She let the law take it from there. But Earl walked right through that restraining order and put her in intensive care. Right away, Marianne flew in from Atlanta on a red-eye midnight flight. Long to decide that Earl had to die. Yeah.
With Auto Ship from Chewy, you'll never miss a dough.
Oh, me tell you a story. I'd be quick as I can. The terrible news from the Holy Land. Pictures of children etched in my mind, buried in the rubble on the firing line. The Jews and the Arabs lived one and the same for 1,000 years till the Zionists came. They came like a river, came like a flood. Al-Nakba were written on the walls in blood. They talk about settlers from far away. They talk about dollars from the USA. There's talk about blast bombs, about the bullets and the lead. The shadow with the jackboot hanging over their head. What can you do when they demolish your home? You're out of trees, all buried and gone. Do you dare to resist? Stand on the road with a rock in your fist in Palestine. In Palestine. They talk about peace like it's a moral obligation. You'll never have peace under occupation. They talk about talks, talks, talks to the beat of the drum. 70 years, nothing gets done. We need to talk about the friends that we endorse, about the rockets and the tanks and the warships they disperse. No wonder it seems to be an undemocratic version of democracy in Palestine. In Palestine. Let me tell you a story. I'll be quick as I can. This terrible news from the Holy Land.
In relation to Israel's military operations and attacks in Gaza from 7th October, we conclude that Israeli authorities are responsible for war crimes, crimes against humanity, and violations of international humanitarian and human rights law, including extermination, intentionally directing attacks against civilians and civilian objects, murder or willful killing, using starvation as a method of war, forcible transfer, gender persecution targeting Palestinian men and boys, sexual and gender-based violence amounting to torture, and cruel or inhuman treatment. Israel's total siege of the Gaza Strip has weaponized the provision of life-sustaining necessities for strategic and political gains, including through cutting off supplies of water, food, electricity, fuel, and other essential supplies, including humanitarian assistance. It constitutes collective punishment, disproportionately impacting pregnant women and persons with disabilities, and is causing grave harm to children, including starvation-related deaths. We found that the immense numbers of civilian casualties in Gaza and widespread destruction of civilian objects and infrastructure were the inevitable result of an intentional strategy to cause maximum damage, disregarding the legal obligations of distinction, proportionality, and adequate precautions. Israel also forcibly transferred almost the entire population into small enclosures that are unsafe and uninhabitable. The deliberate use of heavy weapons with large destructive capacity in densely populated areas constitutes an intentional and direct attack on the civilian population. Although Israeli officials have repeatedly stated that their operations in Gaza are intended to destroy Hamas and to release hostages, yet neither of these aims has been largely achieved at the expense of thousands of lives. We found that Israeli forces committed sexual and gender-based violence with the intent to humiliate and further subordinate the Palestinian community. Palestinian women were targeted and subjected to sexual violence and harassment online and in person. Men and boys experienced specific persecutory acts, including sexual and gender-based violence, amounting to torture and inhuman and cruel treatment. The Commission concluded that specific forms of sexual and gender-based violence constitute part of Israeli security forces' operating procedures. Excellencies, the situation in the Gaza Strip has overshadowed that in the West Bank, where Palestinian fatalities recorded since 7th October have exceeded any other recorded period. This is linked to increasingly militarized Israeli operations, a trend which we highlighted in our report to the General Assembly last year, as well as a surge in violent settler attacks on Palestinian communities, often assisted or condoned by Israeli forces. The blatant disregard for international law across the entire occupied Palestinian territory has disproportionately impacted Palestinian children. In Gaza, Israeli security forces have killed and maimed tens of thousands of children, and thousands more likely remain under the rubble. Israeli attacks have also severely impacted infrastructure essential for the well-being of children, including hospitals, schools, and basic services.
Okay. Andiamo avanti con un altro pezzo, See Them Fall. Un pezzo che ho fatto con Dawan Walker, che è un ragazzo di Bergamo. Fa parte del mio disco anche questo pezzo.
People are crying while the rich is in need of more every day. Money give up and money gets stuck in a sick system then created. The need to tell the truth to the people we need to overcome materialism we need to stick to cultures and traditions we need to be thankful and believe. Let I chant a God of mercy.
Many give up and money gets stuck in a sick system them created. Yes, you got to be stronger, cause them try to contaminate your mind. Think before you answer and be smart, cause you is full of chatty chatty mouth. Them need to tell the truth to the people. We need to overcome materialism. We need to stick to culture and tradition. We need to be thankful and believe.
morning shining and the land is talking. The sound of silence and the sound of them heart. Every drum carries a part of my Africa. Me call it heart, me call it blood, me call it Africa, Africa. Me call it heart, me call it blood, me call it Africa, Africa.
Damn it, to tell the truth to the people, we need to overcome materialism. We need to stick to culture and traditions. We need to be thankful and believe. Yay!
Them will be in silence. I and I will stay more ivory. I and I follow.
Shall live to see them fall. Fall upon them knees and me believe. Say none of them are no bleeder, just like roaches to me feed them crawl. Tryna have a peace of mind, but this peace in my mind is trying to find a reason why your heart is so blind. Money won by time is the truth. Don't deny that you are secretly trying to kill mankind. I saw me tell you what you'll be the thing them way up one. We not fear that no man job protection we have on. We not go kill we self feed the pound and the dollar. We are the wise and know the right from wrong.
Them will be in silence. I and I will stay more ivory. I and I follow his guidance. Yeah,
yeah.
Them will be in silence. I and I will stay more ivory. I and I follow his guidance. Yeah. Them will be.
That's Sister Awa right there. See Them Fall featuring Block Mamele. Oh man, she got good stuff right there. Born of a Senegalese father, Italian mother. Singing the good stuff. We heard from the United Nations Human Rights Commission, Navi Pillay, with a testimony with a judgment against the state of Israel and war crimes being committed. All sorts of war crimes. I mean, Israel is up there with the United States now, like on our track record for war crimes around the world. I mean, we're especially good at funding them, like funding Saudi Arabia to crush Yemen, all sorts of other stuff. But we're going to go to news right now. We'll be back with the Monday afternoon show after these messages. You're listening to Community Radio. Stay tuned. And we are back on the Monday afternoon show. After those messages, you are listening to Community Radio. This is the Monday afternoon show with Kieran Riley, broadcasting from Housatonic, Mass, over there to Green and Columbia, from your brothers over the sisters and brothers and others over the border, South Berkshire County. Come on over. We got some great stores over here. We're going to start off with some more Irish music with the Pogues, If I Should Fall from Grace with God.
General, he don't ride well anymore. General George A. Custer, all his yellow hair had luster, but the general, he don't ride well anymore. For now the general's silent, he got barbered violent, and the general, he don't ride well anymore. Oh, the general, he don't ride well anymore.
cause I'm a love man. Ooh, baby, I'm a love man.
Otis Redding with Love Man right there. What a great track. Rocking and rolling, getting down on the Monday afternoon show. That's going out too by request to listener in Albany. Thank you, wonderful listener in Albany, for requesting that song. We got more for you coming up, so stay tuned. We heard Altan out of Ireland, a great Irish song right there. Altan with a track called Daily Growing. Johnny Cash, of course. Johnny Cash with a track called Custer. And, of course, we heard the United Nations Human Rights Commission. We're going to go on to Leon Bridges right now. Here's Leon Bridges with Lisa Sawyer. This was dedicated to his mother. So here's to all the moms out there. Leon Bridges.
Grandmother was Indian. Her mother's name was Eartha, swift as the wind, fierce as fire. Her father's name was Victor. Worked two jobs to provide for his flock. Youngest of seven. She grew up on Louis Street. Chaos around, but a side cold and small, but a mansion in her eyes. I had much money, but was filthy rich. Wealth couldn't get from a dark casino, but lottery ticket they had. Love, rich in love. Thank you.
reflection of the complexion of a sweet prey. Lean, hair long as the sea, heart warm like Louisiana sun, voice like a symphony of the most beautiful instruments. Whoa. Sixteen, she found Christ at an altar. All along he was calling her name. The gospel spoken from an old wrinkled grave. May, may, gospel. She was born in New Orleans. She was born in New Orleans. She was born in New Orleans. New Orleans.
A revolutionary.
What do you see as the meaning of the term revolutionary?
The revolutionary wants to change the nature of society in a way to promote a world where the needs and interests of the people.
They spit their hate in your faces and look without head, yay. There's just to call out. People who need love and care, yeah. So many one who got money and no soul now. I try to be a better woman in this cold land. It's many, many, many trouble to be no strong. So much people who need love and care, yeah. So many one who got money and no soul now.
Stamina. Oh, running out of clothes, my eyes, well, oh, I got stamina. And oh, I see another man.
Fallen. I'm the youth, ay, I am the greatest, ay, this is the proof, ay, I work hard, pray hard, pay dues, ay, I transform with pressure, I'm hands on with effort, I fell twice before, my bounce back was special, letdowns will get you, and the critics will test you, but the stronger survive, another scar may bless you, I
don't give up,
nah, no.
Don't give up,
nah, no.
Don't give up, no, no, no,
nah.
Don't give up, I won't give up.
Now the other thing that we've got to come to see now that many of us didn't see too well during the last 10 years, and that is that racism is still alive in American society and much more widespread than we realize. And we must see racism for what it is. It is a myth of the superior and the inferior race. It is the false and tragic notion that one particular group, one particular race, is responsible for all of the progress, all of the insights, and the total flow of history. And the theory that another group or another race is totally depraved, innately impure, and innately inferior. And in the final analysis, racism is evil because its ultimate logic is genocide. Hitler was a sick and tragic man who carried racism to its logical conclusion. And he ended up leading a nation to the point of killing about 6 million Jews. And this is the tragedy of racism because its ultimate logic is genocide. If one says that I am not good enough to live next door to him, if one says that I am not good enough to eat at a lunch counter, or to have a good, decent job, or to go to school with him merely because of my race, he is saying consciously or unconsciously that I do not deserve to exist. To use a philosophical analogy here, racism is not based on some empirical generalization. It is based rather on an ontological affirmation. It is not the assertion that certain people are behind culturally or otherwise because of environmental conditions. It is the affirmation that the very being of a people is inferior. And this is the great tragedy of it. Now I say that however unpleasant it is, we must honestly see and admit that racism is still deeply rooted all over America. It's still deeply rooted in the North, and it's still deeply rooted in the South. Now this leads me to say something about another discussion that we hear a great deal, and that is the so-called white backlash. And I would like to honestly say to you that the white backlash is merely a new name for an old phenomenon. It's not something that just came into being because shouts of black power, or because Negroes engaged in riots in Watts, for instance. The fact is that the state of California voted a fair housing bill out of existence before anybody shouted black power, or before anybody rioted in Watts. It may well be that shouts of black power and riots in Watts and the Harlems and the other areas are the consequences of the white backlash rather than the cause of them. What it is necessary to see is that there has never been a single solid monistic determined commitment on the part of the vast majority of white Americans on the whole question of civil rights and on the whole question of racial equality. This is something that truth impels all men of goodwill to admit.
welcome all you soggy people. Napoleon said, and this is Napoleon Bonaparte, not the Napoleon Dynamite. He said, war is when the government tells you who your enemy is. Revolution is when you figure it out for yourself. And we know who our enemy is. Our enemy is hate. Our enemy is racism. Our enemy is colonization. Our enemy is greed.
That's right.
And our enemy is silence. The silence of those who look away when you see crushed children, starving babies, wailing mothers, fathers digging through the rubble to try to find their families. This is unacceptable. Now, disrupting the narrative of the powerful, fighting for justice can be lonely work. It can be exhausting, but nothing compared to what is happening in Gaza, in Rafah, for the Palestinian people that have been going through this for 75 years.
That's right.
Speaking inconvenient truths can lose you your livelihood. It can lose you friends. It may lose you family. But I want you to look out now at this sea of umbrellas and people here, because we are your family. You are not alone. As he said, there are hundreds more across Manhattan, hundreds of thousands across the United States, millions globally, who are standing for Palestine, for justice, for a ceasefire. Millions of people who will keep showing up, who will keep organizing, who will keep speaking out, who will be loud. And we must embrace each other and thank each other and encourage other people to be brave and come out for what will ultimately be proven to be on the right side of history. No one is free until all of us are free. Free Palestine.
Yeah.
through these fields of destruction. Baptisms of fire, I've witnessed your suffering as the battle reached high. And though it hurt me so bad, in the fear and the alarm, you did not desert me, my brother.
Brothers in Arms. One of my favorite Dire Straits songs ever. I had a lot of favorite Dire Straits songs back in the day Once Upon a Time in the West. But that's Mark Knopfler singing and on guitar right there. And, you know, I ran into a buddy of mine named Kieran today. He's an old school Berkshire County resident from South Boston, family in Ireland. Kieran talked to me about Mark Knopfler for some reason. We talked about him, and I don't even think he knew that it's actually Mark Knopfler's birthday today. Happy birthday, Mark Knopfler, born on this day in 1949, it sounds like, 1949. So, Song of War, Song of a Dying Soldier, Song of Brothers in Arms in War, The Senselessness of War and Borders. But it's also, Kieran brought to my attention that having to do with Mark Knopfler's Jewish identity, the song, perhaps, according to this source, has something to do with the camaraderie, the brothers in arms of the Jewish diaspora and the tragedy of the Holocaust and the struggle of the Jewish diaspora with anti-Semitism. So happy birthday, Mark Knopfler of Dire Straits. That was Brothers in Arms, the title track off the album Brothers in Arms. Great song right there. We heard U2. Yes, U2. Me Too and U2. Pride in the Name of Love. That song written for Martin Luther King. Of course, having to do with the assassination of Martin Luther King. And then we heard directly from Martin Luther King talking about genocide and racism. The ultimate goal of racism is genocide, the ultimate form. And this off a speech called The Other America, Martin Luther King Jr., The Other America. Thanks to Wayne Coe for sending that audio. Also the audio of the United Nations Human Rights Commission audio from Navi Pillay. And what else did we hear? We're coming up on the 6 o'clock hour. The Monday afternoon show is just about done. Oh, right. Leon Bridges with Lisa Sawyer. We heard that. Charlotte 58 featuring Belen Natale. That was a Woman Soldier, the reggae song earlier. Of course, Aretha Franklin with Think. You better think. You better think about what you're doing to me. And I think that was about it right there. We're just about out of time. Oh, listen to this. Here's the home headache test. So if you're feeling down, here's a little pick-me-up. Here's a little something-something from old-school Saturday Night Live, Kevin Nealon from 1994. If you have a headache or you think you have a headache, here's a new home headache test. Check it out.
I've got this pain in my forehead that goes all the way to the base of my neck. It feels like I have a headache, but how can I be sure?
I feel fine, but what if I have a really bad headache and don't know it?
When you're wondering if you have a headache, you want an answer and you want it fast. That's why Leland Myers has developed HHT, the first at-home headache test available in the United States. To use the home headache test, simply draw a moderate amount of blood. Place it in the centrifuge. Put a drop on the tester strip. And wait 2 hours. If the spot turns blue, you have a headache. If the spot turns green, you don't. If the spot turns purple, results are inconclusive. Try again with a larger blood sample. Convenient, safe if properly performed, and up to 80% accurate.
Oh, God, I'm in agony.
Honey, you don't have a headache.
Oh, thank God.
Neither do I.
The home headache test from Leland Myers. Because what's worse, having a bad headache or not knowing if you have a bad headache?
Catch you all next week. Kieran signing off. Thanks. Oh.
it's got the best of you. I got fire in my heart, fire in my belly too. Off my engine, bring me my driving wheel. Once I get started, you knew just how I feel. You know I'm crazy about you.
And I'm crazy. surprised. You, talking about you.
Last Russian Babylon. Voices catching up. Voices catching up. Watch out, child. Watch out, child. Babylon falling down, falling down. Society a broken promise. Economies war, citizen whores. Political pimps leaving us flat on our backs. Trading today, waiting for the promised land. Roles playing roles, covering every day's fear. Going off to work, having the job done on us. In the eyes of God, building the bomb. Loving thyself, hating thyself in the illusion. Voices catching up. Thank you.